A lot of information is coming out of Kansas City in this past hour. We now know that three people have been detained in the deadly shooting in Kansas City during the Super Bowl victory parade. Police say at least eight people shot at the celebration were children. Joining me now at the latest, ABC News correspondent Alex Stone. So, Alex, first of all, what do we know about the investigation so far?
Well, it's in full gear right now. The ATF and the FBI are helping out, but they were there anyway. At least the ATF was taking part in the security apparatus for the victory celebration that was going on. So they were there immediately, and the ATF side of it will be looking into the guns, the bullets, tracing anything that needs to be traced. But this is a local investigation. It is not a federal investigation, which indicates that they do not believe that there is terrorism involved. The guidance right now is that this was not a active shooter in the traditional sense of an active shooter. This may have been a fight involving the three suspects, but motive-wise, they don't know. They're working on that. They say they've got to figure out what did go on in the crowd. One of those detained was tackled by witnesses who saw the shooting, and then as they tackled the suspect, potential suspect, the gun fell out, and then they pointed police over to that person. So a lot they still need to figure out, but it is, as of right now, 22 gunshot wound victims. That number has been going up, Jeff, as more people have been showing up to the hospital saying that they were injured, and they're going to different hospitals, putting the numbers together. One person is dead at this point, but there are eight who are in immediate life-threatening condition right now, so the number could be going up in the next couple of hours and overnight. But it's very active right now as they begin to investigate.
We've seen reports of eight children shot, 11 children shot. Do you have any numbers?
It's been going back and forth. It's somewhere in that range. We know that all were transported to hospitals quite quickly, including Children Mercy in Kansas City. A number of them were kids who just happened to be in the crowd, it appears, when the gunfire started. But it's been fluctuating, the number between that over the last couple of hours. It's somewhere in that range.
All right. Thanks a lot for the very latest. ABC News correspondent Alex Stone. As we continue to follow developments in Kansas City, as we head toward evening in Salt Lake City, police have offered two updates so far today. There could be a third as more information comes in. Stay with us here at KSL News Radio.